1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House is defending President Biden over growing concerns he's not fit to be reelected president after that disastrous debate. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He knows right from wrong. He knows how to tell the truth. And again, he knows how to deliver for the American people.
Some Democrats in Congress, though, have said they're deeply concerned about his ability to win. Former President Trump's hush money sentencing has been postponed following the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. CBS's Graham Cates.
As expected, the judge in Donald Trump's criminal case has postponed his sentencing, which was scheduled for just 9 days from today, until September 18th.
And Beryl is now a Category 4 hurricane as it moves through the Caribbean and heads towards Jamaica. But Grenadines Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves says it's already caused extensive damage there.
90% of the houses have been severely damaged or destroyed.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager charged with beating an employee to death at Lincoln Hills Boys Prison was supposed to be in a different facility, but Republican state lawmakers withheld funding that would have paid for the transfer. Governor Evers' office tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans have been thwarting youth prison reforms in Wisconsin for years. The Republican National Convention starts in less than 2 weeks. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for 15,000 delegates and other guests. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front.
We want to wow them. I think a lot of people coming to this convention have never been to Wisconsin, maybe the Midwest. They don't really know that much about our state.
But not everybody's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that most of its venues have no events booked for the RNC. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, July 3rd. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. In Portage County, the Public Library Board meeting will take place at 4:30 at the Almond Branch Library, 122 Main Street. In Adams County, the Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 4 to 6 at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom A230. There's an Allied Veterans meeting tonight, Tuesday, July 2nd. It will be at VFW Post 2534 at 6 p.m. tonight. On Friday, there'll be a blood drive at the VFW. You can stop down between 9 and 2 to make a blood donation. Don't miss out on the chance to help our veterans this Saturday. The flag pickup at our local cemeteries has been rescheduled for Saturday, July 6th. Meet at Forest Hill Mausoleum at 10 a.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers played into extra innings, but still lost to the last place Rockies 8-7 in 10 innings. Milwaukee right-hander Bryce Wilson giving up 5 runs on 7 hits in just 4 innings, with 2 of them out of the park. The mile-high air at Coors Field seemed to favor the home team, manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, you can make the excuse of Coors Field all the time that the ball doesn't do the same thing, and maybe that's the case. I'm not sure, but obviously there's a lot of hard contacts, and we took the lead, and then we gave it back. So Billy's been great for us all year. Many times he's been really, really good. Today wouldn't have been one of his better ones. You know, I still believe in him. And it's a tough environment sometimes, but it's part of Major League Baseball. You got to be able to deal with it.
NBA free agency, the Bucks signing guard DeLon Wright, who's played for 8 different NBA teams, most recently the Washington Wizards and the Miami Heat.
Whatever situation I go to will be good for me. With a full summer, you know, full training camp, I think it'll help me have a better season, a better understanding of wants out of me.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, then clearing overnight, and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and less humid for tomorrow. Nice day with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July. Highs in the upper 70s and rain still likely on Friday. Currently, it's 66.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm going to put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Matt and Air on Air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station. Station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lierley, congressional candidate for the 8th District here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 2nd, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two, today, we're going to speak with our friends Aaron and Jacob from the South Oconee YMCA. Looking forward to that. Right now, our great friend Janelle Weir, horticultural educator for UW-Madison Division of Extension, with us right now. Janelle, good to see you.
Good to see you. How are you doing?
Doing good. How have you been?
You know, I've been really busy with phone calls coming into the Wood and Marathon County Extension offices. Lots of questions, and I would say the majority of them are by far disease questions. With all of the rain that we've been getting, just lots of diseases this year. Have some questions about maybe weed identification because the weeds are growing strong this year. And then some interesting insect questions too, but by and far, far and large, lots of disease questions. And, you know, given today's another cool rainy day, I'm expecting those to continue probably for at least the next month or so.
Not to get us down a side path here or anything, but is there things we could be doing to help prevent that?
You know, for the most part, for a lot of these diseases, they've already started to show symptoms. And once the diseases have shown symptoms, I mean, it kind of depends on what we're talking about. But for a lot of them, especially those foliar diseases, talking about leaf spots, things like that, after you already have, or powdery mildew for that matter, after we already see the symptoms or the signs of the disease, it's already too late for fungicides. So for a lot of those diseases, it's really going to come down to this fall doing a really good job of cleaning up any of that dropped leaf material. Clean that up so that way there isn't going to be as much of the pathogen available next year.
That's really helpful. We're not even 2 minutes in and I'm already learning. I love talking to you. We appreciate that kind of information and certainly appreciate the Master Gardeners and the info and the different fun we have with that organization. Love talking about Master Gardeners with you, Janelle. And we're going to get into that today. The Garden Walk that's coming up July 20th, 9 to 4.
So I am very excited about this. I know the community is excited about this. This is being brought by popular demand, really, within the community. So this will be the first garden walk since before the pandemic. It's been 5 years since we've had a garden walk. So really exciting. They're coming out strong this year. Lots of six amazing gardens, each with amazing hosts. These hosts have been working hard to share getting their gardens ready to share them on the tour. Some of the activities that you can expect besides just visiting these fantastic gardens, silent auctions and raffle baskets are going to be there. They've got a huge variety. I know the group has worked very hard getting these the auction and the raffle baskets ready. So definitely make sure that you bring a little extra cash with you when when you come out.
I recommend whenever we have people coming in and they're starting new events or anything, one of my first questions, do you have a raffle? Because they love raffles in this area. And if you, or your event has a raffle, it should do well.
Yeah. And you know,
I'm not even kidding. I'm completely serious about this. This is one of those things. I recommend everybody has a raffle attached to their event.
One of the other things to kind of keep in mind when you're going about those garden tours is take a look at the different shrubs, trees, and perennials. Many of them are going to be labeled, so that way you're going to be able to see, okay, that's what turtlehead looks like in a garden. Oh, that's what ninebark, that's how I can use ninebark in my garden. So really take advantage of these opportunities to see how these plants grow, and you can actually kind of pay attention to, you know, this is part shade, this is what they are successful in growing, and maybe I can replicate that into my landscape too.
Yeah, it's one of the other things you can pick up being around with or being a part of the Master Gardeners.
Absolutely, yes.
I thought, Janelle, if you want, we could get into the garden locations, these six locations, if you wanted to.
Yeah. So, let me back up a little bit. Sure. And talk just first about the tickets. So the tickets are going to be $10 in advance, $12 the day of the event. And if you want to bring your very small gardeners, children 10 and under are free. So you can purchase these tickets in Wisconsin Rapids. These tickets are available in advance at Angel Floral and Designs, Reeves Greenhouse, Urban's Greenhouse, and One Rose Greenhouse. If you're in the Nakusa area, check out Beaver's Dime Store and Foss in Rome. Over in Port Edwards, you can pick up advance tickets at El Cafe. Out in Marshfield, you can find them at Shallow's Nursery. And if you're in the Plover area, stop by Jamar. You can pick up those tickets. The other thing I wanted to mention about the locations of the gardens are actually on the tickets.
Yeah.
Also, if you're not sure, if you're not going to be able to pick up the tickets or not sure if you're going to be able to catch them in advance, the tickets are available at each of the six garden locations. If you need to find those garden locations, check out the Wood County Master Gardener Facebook page. Mm-hmm. They'll be listed on there, or you could reach out to the extension office. We'll be able to get you connected with one of those garden locations too. Mm-hmm. Another thing I wanted to mention, and I was not kidding when I said they're coming out of the batter's box with, I'm not sure what the,
oh, no.
I don't know
good.
What the
it
metaphor I want to go with. But
it was good, it was good.
They're coming out charging strong. Not only are they going to have these fantastic gardens, beautifully labeled, they're also going to have baked treats, live music, and artists at the different locations too. It is going to be a heck of an event to go to.
This is like six different parties going on, like
yes!
at different locations. That's awesome.
Yes!
That's such a great idea.
Yes.
You were kidding. They are really coming out strong with this event. And understandable after, you know, being dormant for 5 years, being waiting to grow. Waiting to grow. They are underground, waiting to grow, and a seed has grown, and we've got some six great events coming up with this this walk.
You know, I like that you went with the seed analogy, because when you said waiting to grow and they've been waiting to come up from underground, my first thought was Japanese beetles.
yeah, much
no,
better direction.
No, they're like flowers.
Janelle has been through the rigor this season already, through the summer already, as it's just on the brain. You can't help it. We're speaking with Janelle Weir, our good friend, horticultural educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension. Janelle, do you want to get into locations of these? A different area spots, or do you want to move on to something else?
I would say check out their Facebook page or reach out to us at the extension office, and we can get you connected with those six locations. And each, like I said, if you're not able to pick up those tickets in advance, you can stop at those locations and they can help you out.
You guys are also going to be at the Central Wisconsin State Fair coming up.
Yes, and the Master Gardeners never miss an opportunity to share their knowledge. So they're going to have their booth at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. They will be there from Tuesday, August 20th to Saturday, August 25th. They will have demonstration materials available, as well as this is your opportunity to connect with the Master Gardener and ask them your landscaping questions. Mm-hmm. Or if you're interested in becoming a Master Gardener, gardener, that would be a great opportunity to ask them, what does it mean to be a master gardener? What are your experiences? What do you like best about being a master gardener?
I like when we were talking about the garden walk, and bringing kids along with it. The Central Wisconsin State Fair is one of those family events. You almost always bring kids to or have kids around. Them getting to see you asking these questions, them getting to see you interacting and talking about this stuff, it's just going to intrigue them even more. And you don't know if you might be making future gardeners while you're at it.
Future gardeners, future budding insect specialists, mm-hmm. I mean, all sorts of different things.
Oh, so many fields.
That kind of, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent mm-hmm. here, but, you know, inspiring kids is something that I always get excited about. I had a phone call last month. This was Marathon County. I had a phone call from a parent. His 9-year-old budding entomologist was tracking an inchworm in their front yard. And so she ended up losing the inchworm, but instead she found a terrestrial, let me get this right, wandering broadhead hammerhead flatworm.
Whoa.
Yeah. First time one of these have been identified in Marathon County.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is non-native, but it's they're not calling it invasive because it doesn't show that it has any sort of detrimental effects in our environment, but definitely was something that we want to keep an eye on. So I passed that information. First, I had to get it identified. All I knew is it was very strange looking and something I hadn't seen in person before. But had it identified by PJ Leash, down our state entomologist, and he also got us connected with his counterpart within the DNR to make sure that this gets reported appropriately. The information that I got is not alarming. They do eat invasive non-native earthworms. So potentially, I'm kind of curious, you know, if they might actually help out with the jumping worm situation. Huh. Way too early to have any you know, like feelings about that. But just curiosity, find it interesting. So yes, let's inspire young people to be weird and curious about the world around them.
Look where curiosity led us in that story. That's amazing. Thank you for sharing that. That is really cool. And good on that kid. Good on parents and everybody getting your kids involved in these things. We have no idea where a spark could be started.
Exactly.
And what it could start that spark. So having kids involved in these things, there is no downside to it. And you may have a future career for them lined up here. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that, Janelle. The Central Wisconsin State Fair, again, going to be going on August 20th to the 25th. We will meet you there, Janelle. We'll have a booth down there, so we'll meet you guys down there.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Fall plant sale coming up in September. Wanted to give people a heads up about this one, be able to mark their calendars for it.
So, you know, there's kind of a running thread here. I'm hoping that folks go out, do experience those 6 gardens, part of the garden walk, ask questions. Each one of those gardens will be staffed with master gardeners. Ask questions about how, you know, these different interesting plants and how they're growing in their yards. And then take notes. Head over to the Maple Fest. The master gardeners will have they're one of the vendors. They are growing. They've been growing lots of plants ready for everybody, including native plants. And I really want to stress to folks, I know that jumping worms is something that's been of concern for, you know, quite some time now. And jumping worms are spread by, you know, oftentimes nursery plants, sharing plants, right? And a lot of times if we're sharing plants, like dug up plants, right? So one thing that I want to share with everybody is the Wood County Master Gardener Association, and thinking about how they're doing their plant sales, have been very mindful that they are making every effort possible not to share jumping worms across the county. So these there's going to be a lot of native plants. These native plants have been winter sown. They have been grown, and great care has been taken to make sure that there isn't cross-contamination with, say, native soil or anything like that. So lots of the selection is going to include a lot of native plants. They're also going to include dried dried flower arrangements. So absolutely gorgeous. I can tell you right now that they are starting to save those seed heads and getting them ready for the plant sale. Lots of ornamentals as well as house plants. So if you're looking for something to scratch that plant itch in the fall, whether it's adding perennials to the landscape, and you know what? A lot of times people think spring's the only, you know, the only time to plant. Mm-hmm. Really and truly, fall is a wonderful time to plant plants. And so you can go ahead and kind of, like I said, take notes of what you want to add into the landscape and go ahead and grab those plants in September.
Yeah.
That plant sale is going to be at the Fall Maple Fest in Marshfield, September 14th and 15th.
This is something that I did not, my mother's had plants our whole lives, and she's always been very into that. She's always wanted to get into gardening and hasn't really had much of a time, but I think in retirement she's been able to start looking into it more. I never really was too into plants, but I've always enjoyed her having them around. I've gotten a little bit more into it in the last couple of months. I've got a money tree that I brought in here over there that I really love that plant. I did not know you could love a plant. I really do. With these, I found out that, especially if you're getting them from like a department store or something like that, sometimes they can carry something from another plant on with it, a bug or something else that can affect them. And this is a whole different world to me that I'm learning about. And I think it's more important because I know I'm not alone in this. I know there's others out there that may be spreading these things and not realizing it. You mentioned the jumping worms. I really mean this as not to be a jerk, but all worms look alike. I didn't know that. I imagined there was different species of worm. I didn't realize that one, they could be invasive like this, but I didn't realize that there was something called the jumping worm. Can you give us a little bit of what those are and what to be on a lookout for?
James, are you ready to have your mind blown?
I'm here. I'm somewhat. But let me get. All right, now I'm ready.
So the majority, if not all, earthworms on the continent, I think there are a few that are native, but the majority of earthworms, and probably everyone you've ever encountered, is an invasive earthworm. The ones that you're most familiar with are from Europe. And in fact, they do a lot of damage to our forests. We don't really talk about them that much as being this, like, you know, big invasive problem, but they're not helpful. They're great in the vegetable garden, not so much in the forest. Now, these new ones, the jumping worms, as opposed to like your just average garden earthworm. These guys are from Asia, as opposed to the other ones that you're familiar with are from Europe. The ones from Asia, the ones that we call jumping worms, they have they look very similar to what you would expect an earthworm to look like, except for there's a couple identifiable things about them. I think the thing that will get your attention the quickest is they have an incredible aggressive behavior. They jump, and they jump a lot. It's not like a little hop. They don't just hop. They're like NBA. They jump, incredibly aggressive, kind of reminds you of a very tiny snake in its behavior.
Wow.
Yeah. The problem with them is they, much like their European cousins, they eat hummus. They eat like leaf litter on the bottom of a forest, right? Mm. These guys are particularly a problem because, and even in the landscapes, in our backyards, they become a problem because they change the soil structure. They eat so much of the organic matter in the soil that they kind of turn your soil into a texture similar to coffee grounds.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they're not great, not helpful.
No.
But like I said, and you know, bad news, we don't really have any control methods for them.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
The best advice I can give you is avoid getting them.
Yeah.
So and that's the reason why I mentioned, you know, so much that the Wood County Master Gardeners with their plant sale, we can't say for certain, you know, if the thing about jumping worms is you can bring them to your landscape by walking in somebody's yard that has jumping worms, because the cocoons can transfer onto your shoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't want to say like there's a zero 0% chance that, you know, these plants from the master gardeners would transfer any sorts of diseases or insects. But I can tell you that they have taken, they take this very seriously, and they've taken every possible measure to, and they've researched it. They've worked closely with some of our specialists down in Madison and the Arboretum to learn what can we do to both share our love of plants, share how to grow plants, and how to grow plants in a responsible manner.
Well said. And thank you so much for the information, Janelle. One, because I just love learning things, but also I did not know any of that. That's really, really interesting. That is very interesting and good to know. Whether, because this is stuff too, this is another thing about this topic too, whether you are into gardening or not, whether you're, it's important to know this stuff. You as Janelle just said, whether these worms don't care if you're into gardening or not, they're going to still attach themselves to your shoe possibly and move on with you. The understanding more about this stuff, it helps our planet, helps all of our whole city, our whole community. I did want to, do you have something to mean to cut you off?
I was just going to say, you know, I think this really reflects how much that we live in a system, right? Mm-hmm. That my yard, where I do have a fence that separates the edge of my yard from the beginning of my neighbor's yard, but really and truly that fence is very arbitrary. We don't really have these boundaries like we think that we do. Yeah. And we need to be thinking about, you know, what happens on my property affects what happens on your property and vice versa.
We're also always looking for new Master Garden members and certainly volunteers. And if you would like to help out or learn more, as Janelle said earlier, you can check out their Facebook page. It's a great way to reach out to them. And also encourage you to check out and bookmark woodcountymastergardeners.org. That is woodcountymastergardeners.org. There's some parentheses in between those words. So wood-county-master-gardeners.org. Be sure to bookmark that page. It's another great way to keep up to date on all the great things that they have going on and get you ready for the 21st Annual Garden Walk.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, it feels good to say, Janelle. It feels really good to say that. Coming up 9 to 4, Saturday, July 20th. We'll be spreading the word about this. Make sure that you have a great attendance to each one of these locations. And I want to check out some of these, too. I hope to see you out there, Janelle.
Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, how can they get in touch with you?
I would say reach out to the Wood County Extension Office. If you can reach us through phone, so that would be 715-421-8440, or you can always email me. Emailing me is probably the easiest way to reach me. That's going to be my first name dot last name, janelle.wehr@wisc.edu.
And of course, if you ever need any information and a web address or somebody's email or something, please reach out to us. We'll make sure to get it to you, everybody. Always appreciate the time, Janelle. Take care.
Thank you.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many school districts across Wisconsin can expect more money from the state next year. 57% of districts will get increased aid, but 30% will get less. The Milwaukee School District is getting an $81 million cut. It's mostly because of past overpayments while the district failed to properly report financial data to the state. People who buy electric bicycles in Minnesota are getting rebates from the state. Lena Reynolds is with the Environmental Law and Policy Center. She says e-bikes are a good alternative to gas-powered vehicles for short trips around town.
In places that have done e-bike rebate programs like this before, I know Denver, their average participant replaced 22 miles of car trips a week. So that's a lot of gas that they're not burning.
The rebates are meant to make e-bikes more affordable for more people. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Portage County inmate is on the run. 28-year-old Matthew J. Gersomsky was granted a three-hour furlough on June 28th. He was released from jail at approximately 10:30 a.m. on Friday for a specific purpose and location. Gersomsky was supposed to report back to the jail around 1:30. He was last seen heading north on Strong's Avenue in Stevens Point. Gersomsky is a white male, 6'1", and weighs 200 pounds. Matthew has brown hair and hazel eyes. If you have any information on Gersomsky's whereabouts, please contact the Portage County Sheriff's Office at 715-346-1400. You can mark your calendars for blood drives in Wisconsin Rapids. The first is this Friday at VFW Post 2534 from 9 to 2. Later this month, you can donate at the former East Junior High School, Tuesday, July 16th or Monday, July 22nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. As predicted, Inside Out 2 became the fastest animated film ever to reach $1 billion in global sales. The film is a hit with parents and kids alike. It's been number one at the box office for 3 weeks in a row. If it keeps up this pace, it will pass The Incredibles 2 as the highest grossing animated film ever. Inside Out 2 is the 11th animated film to cross the $1 billion mark. Eight of them have been from Disney Pixar. Cha-ching. Michael J. Fox continues to be an inspiration despite dealing with Parkinson's disease. The former Family Ties and Back to the Future star joined Coldplay to jam on stage at the Glastonbury Festival. If that weren't cool enough, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin introduced Fox as the guy who punched Biff in Back to the Future was one of his inspirations in becoming a musician. Michael J. Fox has been battling Parkinson's disease since his diagnosis in 1991. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, then clearing overnight, and lows in the low 60s. Sunny and less humid for tomorrow, nice day with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms for the 4th of July, highs in the upper 70s, and rain still likely on Friday. Currently, it's 66.
No, don't turn on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside, and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a special reading of Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here, coming to the Waukesha Public Library, and public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024. Have your host, James, with you. And welcoming to the studio right now, our good friends from the Southwood County YMCA. We have our good friend, Aaron Hess, with us, Branch Executive Director of the Y. Good to see you again, Aaron.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And thank you for bringing a new friend with. We have Jacob Klekowitz.
Klakowitz.
Klakowitz. Yeah. He just told me like 2 seconds ago, everybody. Jacob, thank you very much for being here. We appreciate you. We're going to talk about some great events coming up at our Y, yep. Talk about some other things. But if you don't mind, Aaron, I would like to kind of put Jacob on the spot. I mean, absolutely. Ask Jacob some questions for... No. Jacob, we always like to get to know people when they're new to our area or new to our station here. So what? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Yeah, for sure. I'm originally from Milwaukee area. If anybody knows, I'm from Hales Corners or Greenfield area. But I went up to school to UW-Stevens Point, more intention to play football, but I fell upon the health promotion and wellness degree and a minor in business. That kind of caught my attention towards the end of those 4 years. But during my time in Stevens Point, I worked at Fraternal Fitness Company, which is a CrossFit facility / 24/7 / personal training. Like we kind of built that from the ground up from the time that me and my colleague were there. But I was kind of looking for a little bit more responsibility, looking forward to impacting a larger group of people, and really thought that the position that was offered at the YMCA here would be a really great opportunity for myself as a healthy living director here.
That's fantastic. And also a great story, great origin story, man. That's really, I appreciate you sharing that with us. It's also, maybe it's me growing up in a sports family or not, but it's not too surprising either. A lot of people that get into athletics, the percentages is only a small amount that actually make it pro or even going to college, let alone making it pro and everything. So where do you go with that when you have that as a passion, as a love? You find different ways to add to your community or add to the industry itself. My father was very similar. My father was a boxer and played hockey and immediately wanted to go into that kind of world and helping people, especially when it came to their physical health. So it's not too surprising to hear you kind of shift into this. But I think one of the things might be surprising to some, I hear a passion in you about this. I didn't know you when you were young playing sports, but I feel like that same passion you had to play the game is involved in this.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, health and wellness, I live and breathe that. That's my day-to-day. I try to better myself as much as I possibly can and then take those tools that I learned myself, applying it to myself and throw it back at everybody else to try to influence them into their own health and lifestyle journey. So like that's really what grew, I guess, upon me during that time of being at Fraternal and being in college, is that I kind of developed those skills and those tools and directly applied it to everybody that I was able to impact. And it's
cool.
Really awesome. It's really fun.
This is an industry too that is evolving as we're speaking. It's something that we're getting more and more. I mean, for years now, the topic of mental health has been something that we talk quite openly about now, and it's great to we're in a day and age of that. We're kind of now that we've gotten the subject out there and we're comfortable with it. Now we're starting to do the work. Now we're starting to kind of do a little bit more internal stuff, and more people are realizing, well, mental and physical health are very tied together.
Yeah, no doubt. I really think that having some type of outlet to be able to express those things that you're kind of mentally struggling with, exercise is a really great pathway to do that. Just from being able to exert yourself and sweat, it kind of creates a different feeling when you do those things and take that time for yourself. It definitely benefits you on the mental side.
What kind of classes or what kind of work will you be doing over at the Y?
Yeah, I'm excited to kind of take that opportunity to be able to implement sort of programs in the fall coming up here. More aimed to the educational side in health and wellness, right? Where you want to teach proper movement throughout exercise so they can take advantage of those different outlets that we offer at the Y. But along with that, influence them and educate them on what they can do the other 23 hours, right? Because it's not just about coming in for 1 hour of group fitness or 1 hour of doing your own workout. You got to take care of your body and the backside of things. So educating them on sleep, nutrition, as well as just stress level throughout their day.
Every chance I get, I encourage people to attend and spend as much time as possible at this beautiful facility we have here in Wisconsin Rapids, this Y. I was just there the other day, and just being honest with you, Aaron, I was blown away how brand new it still looks. Been a couple of years. It's been very well attended over those couple of years. Mm-hmm. Guys, keep that facility pristine. It's so nice to be able to walk in there, and the attitude, the energy that is in that building is so powerful. palpable. It's so nice to be around. Oh. I went in not having that much energy. I had plenty once I got ready to go and got moving and everything. It was, and I feel like that's a big part of the environment that has been created over there, the energy that is over there.
Yeah, and I got kudos to Mike Vachinsky is our facilities director, and he is just fantastic. He stays up on top, he stays on top of things, and he finds things that the rest of us don't see, and then he has to question us who did it.
It's something that everybody is welcome to, and everybody can attend. And Jacob, I think you bring up a really good point there. While we want you to spend as much time as you can or want to at the Y, you're going to have lives to live, and you're going to have jobs to do, you know, things to take care of, different responsibilities. While you're doing those things, you can be or you are exercising. It's something to keep in mind. I think a lot of people, especially when it comes to the exercise game, they tend to beat themselves up a lot. We're not doing enough. I'm not doing this enough, or I'm not getting to where I want to be, my goals and everything. It's important, I think, to give yourself those little wins and remember that. And if you're carrying laundry up and down the stairs, you're exercising. You're getting some.
Now, 100%.
It's not traditional maybe exercise or anything, but just because it is not at the Y or it is not in the traditional form doesn't mean that you're not getting some reps in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it comes back to the functionality side, right? It's being able to do the things that you want to do on a daily basis, and that's what exercise and strength training can really do for you.
Is there something about this position and being here in this area that you're really hoping to accomplish, you're really hoping to do in the 100 years that you'll be here? Now, I don't know how long you'll be here, but yeah, just, in the time that you're here.
I would say, I guess a big deal that I want to try bringing into it is awareness of what is offered at the YMCA, just because there's a lot of different, I guess, pathways that you can go throughout there, right? Because there's all other departments throughout the YMCA that people can utilize and different programs that I really want to implement at the YMCA that could benefit the overall population. So I really look forward to showing up with those ideas, but those are kind of conjuring as we're going here.
And we'll have you back to talk more about those once they've developed a bit more and everything. Looking forward to that, Jacob. Thank you very much for the time, man. Aaron, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about some of these great events you guys got coming up. You got a really busy summer.
We do.
One of our favorite events that you guys host, that you guys do, a part of, is the Bridge to Bridge. This wonderful 5K, 2-mile fun run walk that's coming up August 16th.
Yeah. And so remind me, we got to talk about camp too.
We'll definitely talk about camp.
You know, my memory isn't all that great these days, but that's okay.
We will work together on that. We will work together on that. And we will make sure to cover everything.
And I know Baxter's listening. No, he's not. No. He's with kids right now and it's mini resident week. But anyway, yes. So we have the Bridge to Bridge run at Saturday, I think August 17th. And we actually, it's a different route this year. So we're starting out at the community First Congregational Church, and it's right on the trail between the bridges. So it's so safe. And we have a couple options. There's a 5K part or there's a 2-mile fun run or walk. So definitely we moved in a direction to make it more accessible for more people. Mm-hmm. So yes, we've got some really avid runners in the area who love their 10Ks and their half marathons and whatnot. And then we've got people in the area who want to get together, go for a walk or go for a jog, and just want to do it with a fun group of people.
Yeah.
And get a shirt. Why not?
And you got to mention the shirt. These shirts are popular. People like to collect them every year. So you want to keep that in mind. And certainly make sure to get, you got to register early to be able to get that shirt. Option to purchase a race shirt, t-shirt is available. Register by August 1st to be guaranteed a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I got a limited time with these. So, you know, only got so many.
You
got
to order them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a great event, and I'm glad you mentioned about any type of runner or any type of walker is welcome to something like this.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you want to bring your dog, you bring your dog. So, I mean, it's, you know, we try to make it so everyone feels welcomed. We had, like last year, all the years, previous years, we have little kids that are in this event, and, you know, they're doing their best to keep up with mom and dad, or vice versa. Mom and dad are trying to keep up with them. Mm-hmm. So it's a really family-friendly event that just brings people together. And we love that the First Congregational Church is letting us set up in their parking lot again, making it even more accessible for people who want to participate.
Well, and as the Y has always been and continues to get more and more involved in the community and being more a part of things, it makes sense to have be there and have this attached to them, a great local group like that and everything.
Yeah.
And not for nothing, but also keeping in mind, everybody, that this is one of the ways the Y funds and is able to create funds. And I mentioned that as an important thing, in part because the Y is one of those organizations that puts back into their community. If you have a YMCA, you have an organization, a nonprofit that puts back into your community, they've always done this. It's always been one of those things, and ours is special. Ours goes above and beyond, if you ask me. And one of the ways we can help you guys continue to do that great work in this community is by taking in these events. Seems like a win-win to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you get a shirt. Yeah. I could bring that up again. No, but this is part of our, we're an annual campaign season where we're asking for people in the community who are feeling blessed to be able to give back a little bit. And it's that thing where we keep reminding people that, when you give to the Y, though, it's an in and out process. The money comes into the Y, but we're handing it right back out because we know that there's such a big need in the area, whether it's memberships, people need scholarship, they need help with the memberships, or they need help just with signing up for programs, whether it be for adults, youth, seniors. I mean, you name it. It's a long list of things that we are able to support this community, but it's because we have such fantastic people in this area that consistently give year after year after year. I mean, when you think about it, we have a beautiful facility, as you were talking about before, beautiful facility in downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Just 6 years ago, there was a mall standing there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it was a long process getting this new building built and whatnot. But I mean, how many people in this area really questioned whether or not we'd be able to build this facility? Yeah. Because, this area, as a lot of people know, has been hit kind of hard, when it comes to either mills being shut down or, just job loss in general. We know everyone's feeling their expenses going up. So more people are needing that help. And so for us to have this facility and, have that it's running well, it's a testament, not necessarily just to the Y, but it's a testament to everyone in this community. So, I mean, it's a huge shout out to all of you. I mean, those of you who are listening, I mean, we just are so appreciative of what people in this area are willing to do to support each other.
It's a real team effort. Between the community, the Y, all these great individuals that help make all of this happen, both at the Y and just in the community. It really is a true team effort. And it's part of the reason why we love these events, especially one like this, where it really literally brings the community together.
Yeah.
Like, and people are all from all different walks of life are coming together. No pun intended, walks of life. also bringing in an opportunity for our community to hang out with each other, to see people that maybe you don't get to see all the time. Getting out and getting some exercise. There's like no negative to something like this. And again, when you register, not only do you get that cool shirt, but you also can know that, well, I'm investing. This isn't a donation. This is an investment in my community. Yeah. Every penny I spend with the Y is, an investment in what they're doing and trying to do for our community and the betterment of it. So that's a win-win right there if I ever
Absolutely.
Heard one.
Absolutely. And you know what? Let's do a little shout out to the farmer's market. When you're done with your race, you're going to walk to the other side of the bridge and you're gonna stop at that farmer's market. And I mean, what a cool thing that we have in this area.
Yeah It's awesome. Go ahead, be sure to support the farmer's market every chance you get, every Thursday and Saturday, everybody, and mark your calendars. Saturday, August 16th will be the Bridge to Bridge run. We're looking forward to this. It'll be starting as Aaron was telling us, at First Congregational Church at 311 Second Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. 7-8-15 is check-in, 8:30 will be race time, and 9:30 will be the award ceremony. If you would like to find out more and register, you can contact Stephanie Lund at 715-818-6012. That's 818-6012. Or you can email her, slund@swcymca.org. And that those letters there, you want to keep that in mind, because that is where you can register as well, online at swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Aaron, also wanted to talk a little bit about the other events you have coming up. You have your golf outing, 2024 golf outing coming up.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner.
Yes. So that's
a busy August. We got a busy August.
But it's good. It's a good busy. So mm-hmm. Yeah, we have our golf outing coming up, and this is our annual golf outing. This is actually our largest fundraiser for the Y. And again, it just hits home for the annual campaign. Mm-hmm. So what I love about this event is that so many area businesses come and they either sponsor a team or they have their employees, you know, form a team. They come. Usually we have like 36 groups that are out there. The Ridges does a fantastic job mm-hmm. hosting this event. They bend over backwards for us, which of course, again, it's people coming together to make sure that, you know, we're doing the best for our community, which it's very inspiring.
We know how popular and how much people love golf around here. Mm-hmm. We're going to have people out there golfing. Why not have them out there golfing for a cause, golfing to add to our community? And mm-hmm. you can do that whether you're a golfer or not. You can sponsor a hole. There's other opportunities, right?
Yeah, you could sign up as an individual too. So mm-hmm. say you want to play, but you don't have anyone else that really wants to do this. I mean, give us a call. We'll sign you up as an individual. And it's so much fun. Like every other hole, we have a game on.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So don't think of it as like regular golf.
No. You are more than welcome to wear the normal golf clothes if you want. That's certainly, you know, the uniform, if you will. That's fine. But otherwise, yeah, it's a little bit different golf than you're used to.
Mm-hmm. It's a scramble. So if you're a bad player, I don't know if bad is the right word, but let's say you're not the greatest player. Mm-hmm. You know, like, do what I do, and you get someone on your team who's really good.
Well, you're smart. That's good. That's good. And think about when you're registering, when you're signing up for this event, when you're out there on the greens and enjoying yourself, keep in mind that this impacts a lot beyond the green. Mm-hmm. Your flyer puts this very well. It really impacts the special events for youth and adults, youth sports programs, swimming lessons, YMCA Child Care Day, and resident care for youth at the YMCA Camp Alexander. And one of my favorite things that you guys do over there, Membership for All. The idea of I don't think I can afford the Y, that barely exists anymore. And, mm-hmm. and it's because of things like this, events like this, and really the Y's insight on this. It's certainly want to keep the lights on. We want to keep that Y healthy and keep it running for a long, long, long time. But the Y is not about making a profit, if you will. It's not a business. It's a nonprofit. We want people mm-hmm. in the building. We want to get you in the building. We want more and more membership. Love to have every member in this community being a member of the Y.
Oh, my gosh,
Membership for All helps make those things happen.
Absolutely.
And you can help make that happen just by golfing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you're out there swinging the club, you have to think to yourself, oh my gosh, you know, I am paying it forward.
Yeah.
You know, really that's what it is. You're making it so that anyone in this community who wants to join can join. And that's what sets us apart from other facilities in the area. So, you know, it kind of goes back to that, you know, when you guys were talking earlier about, you know, the dimensions of wellness. So mm-hmm. there's that financial part too. There's, you know, and for some in the area, the financial part of, you know, wellness maybe isn't doing so hot, but by joining the Y, you can strengthen those other dimensions, mm-hmm. and then that will help continue to help support you and continue to help you kind of keep moving forward in life. So we're all at different places in life, mm-hmm. and this is where we all come together as a community.
Yeah.
And in the Y, you have no clue what anybody else is going through, where they're at in life, their status in life, you name it. It's everyone's there. And everyone is treated exactly the same. There's no tiers, there's nothing. Mm-hmm. So you come in, you get your membership, and we are just happy to see your face coming through our doors.
I've gone to the Y a number of times, and I've certainly worked out my whole life. And one of my favorite things is at a gym, and you see somebody come over, and you need a spotter? You know, and they don't even know each other.
Yeah.
They don't even know each other. But you're trusting this person that you don't even know to spot you. And everybody does it. I've done it 100 times. My dad has. I'm sure you have, Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a trust that we have with each other in those environments. It just speaks to the environment that's created, the energy that is in those buildings. Mm-hmm. It's just one little example of that, of working together and making us a stronger community.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun event.
Absolutely.
Encourage you to register and find out more. You can do that by going to the WYSE website. Be sure to bookmark that page if you haven't done so already. SWCYMCA.org. SWCYMCA.org. wcymca.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's another great way to keep up to date on all the things coming up. And they got a lot going on, so it's a really good way to keep that in order for you and everything. Aaron, as we're wrapping up, I did want to mention the Y is always, whether it's these events or just other things, we've got a lot of programs at the Y, a lot of things going on over there. Could always use volunteers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If there's something that, let's say you go to our website and you don't see a volunteer opportunity listed, but let's say you have your own personal strength or, you know, something that you're an expert in or whatnot, give us a call. I mean, we will find a spot for you to volunteer. Mm-hmm. We love our volunteers. You know, so many times we have, whether it's someone who has spare time, there's students that need to get their volunteer requirements from school. We have retirees that are just wanting to give back. We'll find a place.
We'll find work for you. We'll find somewhere to put you. Yeah. And maybe it'll be camp. Maybe it'll be camp we send you. Maybe it'll be that.
Yeah, Baxter would love that. Mm-hmm. The camp is definitely in full swing. And for those of you who have not registered your youth up for camp, there is still plenty of time.
Yeah.
You know, we have 12 weeks of camp mm-hmm. every summer. So this is where Baxter Arndt earns his money.
Find out about camp. Get your kid registered. Find out more about it. You can go to swcymca.org/camp to find out more about that. Otherwise, it's very easy to find. It's a wonderful website. I love your guys' website.
Oh,
everything
is
very easy to maneuver and find in there. swcymca.org. Jacob, great to meet you. Thank you very much for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Looking forward to talking again soon, man. And Aaron, always good talking with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, again, we'll have more Midday Magazine for you coming up here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle 3. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome radio legend and Civic Media personality Earl Ingram from The Earl Ingram Show and comedian Joby Sad to talk about his show in Green Bay.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The White House is defending President Biden's bid for re-election in its first briefing since his poor debate showing. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
2.5 days or so after the debate, he went to 4 states. And engage with supporters, engage with American people, everyday people.
She acknowledges Biden may be a little slower, but he could still do the job. A judge in New York has delayed Donald Trump's hush money sentencing to September 18th following the Supreme Court's immunity ruling. But CBS's Graham Cates says prosecutors aren't worried.
Prosecutors believe that Trump's argument connecting his conviction and his trial to the Supreme Court's decision is without merit.
Jamaica's bracing for a hard hit from Hurricane Beryl. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
Very quickly moving towards Jamaica. We're seeing rain bands and tropical storm force winds.
Beryl is weakening, but still a strong Category 4 storm. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The teenager charged with beating an employee to death at Lincoln Hills Boys Prison was supposed to be in a different facility, but Republican state lawmakers withheld funding that would have paid for the transfer. Governor Evers' office tells the Journal Sentinel Republicans have been thwarting youth prison reforms in Wisconsin for years. The Republican National Convention starts in less than 2 weeks. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for 15,000 delegates and other guests. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front.
We want to wow them. I think a lot of people coming to this convention have never been to Wisconsin, maybe the Midwest. They don't really know that much about our state.
But not everybody's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that most of its venues have no events booked for the RNC. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, July 3rd. In Wood County, the Conservation, Education, and Economic Development Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. In Portage County, the Public Library Board meeting will take place at 4:30 at the Almond Branch Library, 122 Main Street. In Adams County, the Planning and Zoning Committee will meet from 4 to 6 at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom A230. There's an Allied Veterans meeting tonight, Tuesday, July 2nd. It will be at VFW Post 2534 at 6 p.m. tonight. On Friday, there'll be a blood drive at the VFW. You can stop down between 9 and 2 to